Wow, Pope Francis, with the help of Cardinal Fernandez, at the head of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, has really been turning things around. I'm just amazed. It's day after day we're getting new documents coming from the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. I mean, it's basically one a day now. It's incredible. Another document is out, and I'm really happy to see this. We're going to take a look at it, but gosh, I have to start to wonder what was happening with the previous head of the Doctrine of the Faith, Ladaria, and prior to him, Mueller. Why weren't we getting documents this frequently from them? Were they asleep at the wheel? Were they obstructing documents from coming through? I don't know what was going on, but this is incredible. We're seeing document after document after document coming out. They're answering dubious questions being submitted to them from laity, from bishops, all kinds of really, really helpful stuff. And it's also being approved by the Pope, so it's magisterial. So it's not just a response from the offices for the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. Rather, it's actually something approved by the Pope, therefore magisterial. So another one. I mean, we did a show yesterday where we went through yet another document coming out of the DDF, and here we are once again today, new document. Let me share the screen, and I'm going to cover this before we get another one tomorrow. I mean, feels like we're going to get something else tomorrow. So let's maybe go over this one while we still, have time. Okay. So this is letter to His Excellency, the Most Reverend Raymond Alfredo de la Cruz Baldera, Bishop of the Diocese of San Francisco de Macorís, Dominican Republic, regarding access to Eucharistic communion for single mothers. Okay. And again, this is December 13th. So yesterday is when it was put out. Pope Francis approved of it. Also in an audience yesterday. I mean, think about this for a moment. Literally, they're answering stuff daily now. And Pope Francis is approving of this stuff daily and getting it out the very next day. I mean, talk about efficiency. This has been the direction under the new head of the DDF, Cardinal Fernandez. Ever since he has been put in the scene, he has been on it. Pope Francis literally responded to the dubia of the five dubia cardinals, responded to their dubia the very next day. He received it the next day, responded. Why? Fernandez was in there as the head of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith as early as July. Like I said, I don't know what was going on under his predecessor, Ladaria, and prior to that, Mueller, but it seemed like almost nothing was getting done under them. So I'm very happy to see this. Okay, let's go over the document. Your Excellency, on the 24th of October, 2023, this dicastery received your email expressing concern about single mothers who abstain from communion out of fear of the rigorism of the clergy and community leaders. Several letters from lay people received by the Holy Father return to the same theme. It is noted that in some countries, both priests and some lay people prevent mothers who have had a child outside of marriage from accessing the sacraments and even baptizing their children. That's horrible to hear. I have heard of this before. It's unfortunately that this is still happening. Obviously, if somebody is no longer engaging in acts of fornication and has confessed that sin, their past sin should not bar them from receiving Holy Communion. And certainly that past sin should not exclude the children from baptism. So that's tragic to hear that this is happening. The Holy Father recently recalled that the Eucharist is God's response to the deepest hunger of the human heart, the hunger for authentic life. For in the Eucharist, Christ Himself is truly in our midst to nourish, console, and sustain us on our journey. Women who in this situation have chosen life and who lead a very complex existence because of this choice should be encouraged to have access to the healing and consoling power of the sacraments. The issue of single mothers and the difficulties that they and their children face in accessing the sacraments was already addressed by the Holy Father when he was Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires. There are priests who do not baptize the children of single mothers because the children were not conceived in the sanctity of marriage. How Pharisaical. The scribes and the Pharisees are hard at work in excluding people from the kingdom of God today, just as in the days of Jesus. Wow, how tragic. They are the hypocrites of today. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for saying that, Cardinal Fernandez and Pope Francis. Thank you so much, because that is true. Wow, they are the hypocrites of today. They have clericalized the church. So when the Pope is speaking of clericalization and the abuses there, this is one of the problems. They turn God's people away from salvation. Wow. Wow. I am so glad to hear someone, you know, from the dicastery saying this and the Holy Father approving of it. And that poor girl who could have sent her child back to the sender, but had the courage to bring him into the world, goes on pilgrimage from parish to parish to have him baptized. Subsequently, Pope Francis recognized the courage of these women in going ahead with their pregnancy. I know that it is not easy to be a single mother. I know that people can sometimes look down on you. But I want to tell you something. You are a brave woman because you were able to bring these two daughters into the world. You could have killed them in your womb, yet you respected life. You respected the life you had inside you, and God will reward you for that, and he does reward you. Do not be ashamed. Walk with your head held high. I did not kill my daughters. I brought them into the world. I congratulate you. I congratulate you, and may God bless you. But you see, the legalists and those who exclude people from the kingdom of God, if she had murdered her children, they would say, you murderer. But when she has the children, they say, you fornicator. And you can't bring your kids to baptism. And you can't receive communion. No matter what a sinner does, they cannot receive grace from some people into the church today. So I'm glad that this is being addressed and called out for what it is. And that is hypocrisy. In this sense, pastoral work should be done in the local church to make people understand that being a single mother does not prevent that person from accessing the Eucharist. As for all other Christians, sacramental confession of sins allows the person to approach communion. Once again, destroys the narrative that Pope Francis says, hey, it's perfectly fine to live in sin and then you can receive communion. That's not Pope Francis's position. It's never been his position. He has always guarded against that, yet his critics have constantly lied about him and slandered him with that accusation. And here's once again, that information is being corrected. Sacramental confession of sins allows the person to approach communion. So in other words, if you are in grave sin, if you have fornicated as a single mother, you go to confession. You confess that. You turn away from the sin. And yes, you may now receive Holy Communion because guess what? Communion is for people, for sinners who are in a state of grace. It's not for the perfect. It is for sinners who are in a state of grace. Okay, it continues. Indeed, there are difficult situations that need to be discerned and accompanied pastorally. It can occur that one of these mothers, given the fragility of her situation, sometimes resorts to selling her body to support her family. The Christian community is called to do everything possible to help her avoid this very serious risk, rather than judge her harshly. For this reason, the church's pastors, in proposing to the faithful the full ideal of the gospel and the church's teaching, must also help them to treat the weak with compassion, avoiding aggravation and unduly harsh or hasty judgments. Now, the next part, pay attention, because there's already people out there, your usual accusers on Catholic social media. They have to find something to scruple about, something to be angry about. They can't be happy with this. They have to find something to twist, something to distort, to be angry. And it's this next paragraph that they, of course, are twisting and trying to make Cardinal Fernandez and Pope Francis look bad. But if you just read it as I'm going to do with you, you'll now know the context and you'll know, yeah, you guys are crazy. You know, so whenever you see this stuff, yeah, you can easily dismiss these people. Often when commenting on the biblical episode of the adulterous woman, John 8, the final phrase is emphasized, sin no more. Certainly, Jesus always invites us to change our lives, to respond more faithfully to God's will, and to live with greater dignity. However, this phrase does not constitute the central message of this gospel pericope, which is simply the invitation to recognize that no one can cast the first stone. That's the central message here. Yes, of course, sin no more is a very important part. The central part of that particular pericope, however, is about casting the first stone. That's true. But of course, they have to twist it. For this reason, Pope Francis, referring to mothers who must raise their children alone, remind us that in such difficult situations of need, the church must be particularly concerned to offer understanding, comfort, and acceptance, rather than imposing straight away a set of rules that only lead to people to feel judged and abandoned by the very mother called to show them God's mercy. Let me show you how people have twisted this, however, in a very disgusting manner. Because again, they can't just be happy with the church, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and the good news of bringing salvation to sinners. They can't be happy with that. They have to find something to scrutinize and scruple over. And here it is. Just in, Cardinal Fernandez issues dubia reply, saying single mothers need not abstain from receiving communion because, as for all other Christian sacramental confession of sins, allows the person to approach communion. Adds that phrase, sin no more, does not constitute the central message of this gospel pericope, which is simply the invitation to recognize that no one can cast the first stone. End quote. You see the way they're presenting it, as if the big point of the document is somehow to say, we're just kind of downplaying the sin no more part. And it's the cast the first stone. That's the bigger part, as if that's really what is being brought out here in the document. No, that's not really it, but it is to point people in the right place that, yes, you want to talk about the sin no more part, but just also keep in mind the central message of that pericope, which is not to cast the first stone. In other words, you guys are hypocrites. And they don't like that. They don't like hearing that they're hypocrites, but many of them are. You guys are hypocrites. Many of you are in sin, but you want to then point the finger at somebody else and say, you're in sin, and therefore you're excluded. But you don't point the finger at yourself and say, I'm also excluded. And that's what ultimately Fernandez is trying to get at. He's trying to say, yeah, hold on, no. You want to judge this single mother, but let's start to talk about your own sins. And then one last part of the document. Finally, it is necessary to recall the words of the Holy Father in his message to the Synod. He emphasized the feminine and maternal face of the church and denounced the machismo and dictatorial attitudes of those ministers who go too far in their service and mistreat the people of God. It is up to you to ensure that this type of behavior does not occur in your local church. In communicating the above, I take this opportunity to wish you a joyous Christmas and to reaffirm my fraternal affection in Christ, Cardinal Fernandez, in an audience with Pope Francis on the 13th of December of this year. So it is authoritative. Wow. Man, I welcome it. all of these responses that they're offering to Dubia has been incredibly helpful. And I hope to see more. And gosh, I feel like I need to write to the Dicastery and ask them some Dubia questions and see if they'll respond to me. Wouldn't that be fun? But yeah, I'm very happy to see this. Anyways, hope y'all found this helpful. If you have, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, share the good news with other people on your social media. And if you want to support Reason and Theology so that it continues to grow and reach new people, check me out, patreon.com/Reason and Theology. See you later.
Are you a Catholic thinking about converting to Eastern Orthodoxy? Or are you a Protestant discerning whether or not to become Catholic or Eastern Orthodox? If so, I have the book just for you. It's called Answering Orthodoxy and engages all of the arguments that Eastern Orthodox use against the Catholic Church. I respond to all of them. I show that they are in error, and in fact, they're inconsistent, because the things that Orthodox are objecting to are in fact found in their own tradition. So the fullness of the faith can only be found in the Catholic Church. Check out the book right now at shop.catholic.com for your copy today.